Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And nice and overcast and cool this morning. Well, cool comparatively. We're about to go through a heat wave this next week. So I think this might be the last morning where it's cool. For the next week, it's looking like it's going to be a hot one. So, let's get out there and take care of the garden while we can this morning and, enjoy, what we have because it's in the 60s this morning, but I don't think we're going to see 60s very, very much for the next week or so. I know it's summer, right? Middle of summer, that's what's going to happen. But let's continue to try and get our watering, our work done in the morning when we can. To avoid some of that heat, but it was inevitable, right? Kind of a opposite of last year. Last year during this time, we had a lot of rain. This year, not so much. So you just never know which way, Mother Nature is going to go for us. A lot of the areas now in Massachusetts have elevated to a severe drought versus just a drought. Northeast, North Shore, to some of the other areas, the northern part of the state have gotten into that drought, whereas the lower parts of the state are still in the drought, but just not as severe. Interesting, I was reading something online the other day that was saying on July 5th, the entire state was, just in a regular drought, which kind of par for the course, right? What we've had for the past couple of years. And then on July 11th, so 6 days later, we were in a severe drought in parts of the state. So just interesting how quickly it will turn on for us. Hey, let's hope for some rain. Let's hope for some of those thunderstorms, right? The weather just hasn't been agreeing with us when it comes to raining. So keep an eye out in your city or town in how they want you to be watering. I know that certain towns will do every other day, odd days, or even days that you can water, but they want you to water at specific times. eye out on that. And hopefully a lot of them will stay usually between 6 and 9 a.m. or 6 and 9 p.m. If you can choose to water, you know, on one of those times, try to do it first thing. So definitely worth doing it in the morning versus at night. We've talked about it a number of times. We can continue to talk about it because I think it is very important to understand. One thing we haven't talked about in a while is, you know, it's going to sound funny, but how to water, right? Not, you know, walk up to the plant and just, you know, use the hose and water. Now, some of your newer trees, shrubs, even perennials, the best way to be watering is actually putting the hose on trickle and leaving it on the plant at the base, right? Letting it sit maybe 10, 15 minutes on that trickle, depending upon the size of the plant. You know, if we got a big, big tree, maybe it's a half an hour. You get a small shrub, 2-3 gallons, maybe it's 5-10 minutes. But the idea behind this is the slower the water goes into it, it allows it to absorb and then slowly go in further and further down, creating a deeper root system. Now, if we were just to water regularly, right? You know, just go out there, put the hose on, water the area. You're going to water the first couple inches and that's it. The water's not going to go any further. And then all of a sudden, the roots stay to the top. But we want those deeper roots, right? So that's why we suggest the trickle method when it comes to watering. So that the water goes deeper and further. It also allows the plant to absorb the water easier. Now, I've used this analogy hundreds of times, but when it comes to watering, think about when you're watering a dry hanging basket, right? A hanging basket that's hanging, you put the hose on it, and then all of a sudden, because it's so dry, all the water runs right through, and it's just got that, like, circular drip coming out of the base, or, you know, 3 lines, 4 lines, that type of thing, straight down. Well, when our plants are very dry, same thing is happening in the ground versus, you know, above ground that you can see. And yes, I just said I want the water to go deeper, but the idea is if it can't slowly absorb, it's not getting to any of the roots. It's just going straight through. So the idea is the trickle method when it comes to watering. That way, it is easier for the roots to absorb it, and it's not just wasteful. The other thing I like to think about is when we're fertilizing some of these hanging baskets, right? If the water were to go through and we're using a wettable powder, so a powder that you mix with water and you put into a plant, like a hanging basket. Well, if you water and it's dry, the fertilizer goes right through and it's not going to where it needs to be. So a lot of times when we're fertilizing this time of year with a wettable powder, I always recommend watering first. Allow the plant to absorb the water first. So that way, when that fertilizer, you're using the fertilizer, it slowly seeps into the plant and actually gets to the roots versus just running through. So there's a few methods to this. You know, there is, you know, an actual method to watering, right? When we, you know, a lot of you out there know how to water, but when you first get into gardening, it is so important to understand the difference because you just don't know. You don't want to ruin a plant. You could be sitting out there watering, doing, you know, just going across, and then no water actually seeps in. Your plants look dry. They're not successful. So it's just something to think about. It's something I think should be discussed a little bit more with everyone, especially, you know, new gardeners or gardeners that just need a little bit more information. So it is something that I try to tell as many people as possible because I want you and everyone to be successful with the garden to allow us to all become more successful, because a beautiful garden, working in the garden, is so much better for you. Scientific studies have shown it. But I'll tell you, I've been working in the garden on the weekends, and it's not really a garden. It's more of cleanups that I've been doing. But I'll tell you, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, that's nice. That feels good. I know you guys will enjoy it too. A lot of you who are listeners are spending time out in the garden when you can, and you walk out of there and you're like, ah, that's right. That feels good. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break here to get back more information for you and your garden. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. If you're just waking up, good morning. It's nice and cool out there comparatively of what it's going to be. I'll tell you. You know, the next week's really going to feel like summer. It's going to be hot today too. So get excited. We're looking at 90s today. Tomorrow's going to be really the only cool day, if you will, this week with a high in the 80s. But it's looking like the, you know, I look at the 10-day forecast and it's summer. It is summer. 90s and 80s. So we're really getting our first heat wave of the season, right? So definitely do what we can to keep our plants taken care of. Do what you can with the lawn. Kind of at this point, a lot of lawns that I notice are... It is what it is. They've kind of just gone to summer mode where they're just all brown. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is at this point because there's not much you can do, I'll tell you. Anyways, yeah, so if you take a look at like a drought map, we're in the severe drought, so that's good. We're only in two, right? It could be an extreme or an exceptional. Exceptional. Yeah, it doesn't really sound exceptional, but you get the point here. And, you know, once I can get into a little bit more of the New England area here, you know, you look at most of Maine, all of New Hampshire, all of Rhode Island, most of Connecticut, most of Vermont, we're in the drought here. So really pay attention to your garden the best you can by watering in the morning. I can't say it enough. It's something that just we need to focus a little bit on and do what we can to take care of it because, you know, this is when our plants need us. Now, a couple things to think about in the next week to 10 days where it is above 85 for most days, realize that your vegetable garden is slowing down. It's figuring out its own way to, I wouldn't call it air condition itself, but cool itself down. So it stops pushing energy to the fruit. Now, tomatoes are a big one. When it gets 85 or hotter, a lot of the tomatoes will slow down and not try to push any orange or red to the fruit. You'll notice a lot of times they'll stay green during hot drought conditions like this. So it's not something you're doing. It's something that the plant is doing in order to keep itself viable and continuing to grow. The plants will refocus their energy back to the plant versus the fruit and go to the root system and that type of thing. So really, understanding this is huge, because you might think it's a problem with the plant. It's actually a good thing. The plant is trying to survive for you and continue to do its thing the long term, right? We want the fruit. The fruit, usually in some of the bigger tomatoes, isn't going to be, you know, fully grown until August, unless you started it early, right? So it's a good thing that's happening now versus later in the season. Let's hope that we can have some temperatures turn around where it will cool down maybe a little bit in August for those vegetable plants. But tomatoes are one of those things where it gets too hot, they shut down, keep the energy within the plant, versus trying to push new growth, new everything. So just think about that. This is another time where when we're watering, we can start to get issues with diseases on plants. Just something to think about. We'll touch base on that in a little bit. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Behr Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Behr Advanced. Better science, better results. BehrAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News. Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine.
claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I was saying right before the break, you know, this is the time frame to be looking at your tomatoes when it comes to diseases. I'm not sure if I completely said that, but that's what I meant to say if I didn't say it. But anyways, because of the humidity in the air, this is when diseases sit, especially if we're watering over the top of some of our vegetables, right? So, you know, think about it. You water over the top and the humidity stays, so there's lots of moisture in the air, which means the water sits on the leaves, which then heats up, and there's many leaves in there, and then it creates this fungus. So we see it a lot in tomatoes, right? So, two things. Don't use a sprinkler system right now during the heat to water your garden, especially your vegetables that are more susceptible to powdery mildew or any of the diseases. Try to use either a soaker hose or hoses and water from the base. Because of all the extra things that are going on outside, the heat, the sun, the humidity, all of that. Now, like I said, there's a lot of leaves, the water sits on there, humidity gets to it. You have a couple things. Like I said, diseases can happen. But another thing that can happen is sunburn on your plants. So just those are some things to think about when it comes to drought times that we don't necessarily always think about. We can go into that and more, but the discussion's up to you. And we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Rose is in Dover.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well. And how are you this morning?
Doing all right. Can
Good.
We help you?
Well, first I wanted to say thank you so much. I took your advice to get out in the garden and cut back the leaves on my zucchini and my mystery plants. I call my garden, this is the year of the mystery garden, because I had plants growing and I just relocated them in the garden and I didn't know what they were going to be. So they're a nice surprise. I think I have a pumpkin, yellow crookneck squash. So it's just been a very nice surprise to get these extra vegetables that I did not have to plant or do anything with.
Awesome.
But I did go out there and cut back the leaves, like you had suggested, to allow air circulation and stuff, which was a good thing because it also made it very much easier to find the squash bugs and their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to stay on top of that this year, whereas last year it was overwhelming. So I'm very appreciative of that, so thank you very much. But this is the first year I'm doing potatoes.
Okay.
And I might have made a mistake in the beginning where I thought if anything popped up out of the ground, you're supposed to cover it. And then a neighbor said, no, those are that's the stalk and the leaves, and it's got a flower. You've got to let it grow. But when you start seeing potatoes popping out of the ground, that's when you cover it. So I'm kind of confused about when to cover up to the stalk with soil. And also the flowers. Somebody said, oh, you've got to cut those flowers, or you won't get as many potatoes. So I'm really not certain what I'm supposed to be doing because, so I thought I'd just call you and ask.
Okay. So potatoes are one of those things where, you know, there's so many different methods to doing it, you're just not sure. But they are best grown when you can, you know, cover them a little bit more and more like mounding, right? So potatoes obviously grow under the ground, kind of like a carrot, but they're not the same way. Carrots will just, one stalk, whereas a potato, you can get multiple potatoes out of each one. So the thing is with this is we never want the potato to get exposed to the sunlight. And if we don't do any of the what they call hilling or hill up, the potatoes will start to be exposed in the ground. So as the potato is growing, you're starting to see some of the leaves growing. You get to a certain point, we need to start putting soil around it, building it up to push the plant to go higher. What happens is the potatoes will then start to grow in that soil right above it, okay? And they will continue to do this. A lot of people will actually grow potatoes now in what they call grow bags because it's so much easier to hill the plant because of the fact that the container holds it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is you want to hill these before this, it flowers, right?
Okay.
This isn't one where we just wait until it flowers, because if we were to do that, we would wait a while. We don't want to just, let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we start off early spring with the cool temperature, putting the potatoes into the ground. From there, as they grow about a foot and a half, maybe 6-8 inches tall, we'll start to mound up on the side a little bit. What it does is it starts to force it out. We don't want to wait until it goes to flower. We don't want to wait too long because you're not going to get that production in the potato that you would normally. There are people out there who will do like the tire method, right? You can use recycled tires and create a pillar. As the potato grows, you add more more tires to it. So this is one of the reasons why I bring this up is because it's almost easier to tell when to hill up, right? It's just the idea of it. So you place the tire in the garden, you fill it with organic material, and then you plant the potato.
When the tire be leaching any chemicals into the soil?
It shouldn't. Okay. But what I'm just using this as an example because of the tire being 6 to 8 inches tall, right?
Oh yeah.
So this is the way to think about it when you are doing this. But there are people out there, honestly, I swear to God, that use the tire method, right? Mm-hmm. So once the potato sprouts to about 6 to 8 inches tall, you put another tire on top of it, and then you fill with soil or organic material so the vine is vertical and its top leaves are just sticking out of the soil surface, right? So the tire is about 6 to 8 inches. You get the idea what I'm going with. And every time that the plant gets 6 to 8 inches tall, you put another tire on it. By the end of the season, you could get 4 tires high, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea with a grow bag. It's the same idea if you're hilling it in your garden. So you're basically creating a pillar.
Okay.
So we're not waiting for it to go to flower. We're not waiting for it to, you know, get to a certain point. The only certain point we're looking for is for when the plant itself gets to about 6 to 8 inches, then we add more soil just so the tips are showing. Then it'll grow another 6 to 8 inches, and you can do more soil, right? So
you're saying, so when the stalk and the flowers get up to about a foot and a half, to hill it up to the tip of that stalk?
Yes, pretty much. The idea is,
I mean, instead of bringing it up to the base of it, okay.
No, so with potatoes, and it's become more popular with the grow bags, like I was saying, because it holds the soil. So the grow bag would be the same idea. I just use the tire example because of the height.
Yeah.
You know, it's about 6 to 8. It's just an easier way to think about it.
How often do you have to fertilize it? And if I have bags of, like, Miracle-Gro organic soil or garden soil, can I just, like, use that?
Yeah, it's looking for any soil to hold on around it.
All right.
Right? Anything that you can do to hill it up.
Okay.
It's just
all the way up to the flower.
So all the way, so it's, you leave the tips out of it. So maybe, like, 3 to 4 inches on the top.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you can, you're not looking to do this, you know, 10 feet tall. Obviously, that would be impossible. But you can do this so you've hilled it up about, you know, a couple feet. Because what happens is the potatoes, if you didn't hill it up and you just left it, the potatoes are just going to grow in that lower area.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're hilling it, the plant understands, okay, I'm going to push potatoes out here. Versus just on the base.
Okay.
So you, and the other thing is you don't want, when you're putting it on there, you don't want to compact it, right? It's not like you're trying to push it tight around the plant. You want it to kind of be loose so that that potato isn't having a hard time expanding in the soil.
Right, right.
Obviously, you're going to need to compact it a little bit just so it holds.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the idea. We're not looking to just, like, compact it really hard so it stays.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this a few times. The potatoes shouldn't be ready to be harvested till the end of August anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got some time. So I would just continue to do this as it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Some other, you know, some people will add, you know, in between, so you, say you've done the first hilling, maybe add like a small layer of compost over the top, then more soil.
Mm-hmm.
Up to you on how you want to do it, but hilling is a huge method when it comes to potatoes to get more of it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, because I'm doing the square foot gardening method, so
yep.
I did 4 trenches about 8 to 10 inches deep.
Okay.
Placed the potatoes about a foot apart, so there were four in a row.
Yep.
About a foot apart each, and then covered that with like 3 to 4 inches of soil. And then when I, and like I said, I didn't know what I was doing, so as soon as I saw anything popping out, I put another 2 to 4 inches of soil back on top of that.
Yep.
And then now somebody says, oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. The leaves need the sunlight to send the energy to the tubers.
Yeah, so, I mean, covering it is the right thing. Just leave the top of the leaves exposed, maybe the
okay.
couple inches.
All right. And fertilize it how often? Once a week?
No, every couple weeks with it.
Okay.
Fertilizing.
If I use Miracle-Gro, I won't have to fertilize for
yeah.
a while.
Well, so I have to hit a break. If you want to continue a little bit, hang tight with me. Everybody
oh,
else.
You answered my question, so
perfect.
I'm happy with that.
Thank you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we were talking with Rose in regards to potato hilling or hilling up potatoes. Think about it when you're doing it. And I used the tire method. It was something that our buddy Daryl in Vermont, we haven't heard from in a while, had talked about doing, right? Obviously, tires, they are what they are. But the idea behind it is it really holds the potatoes in. And it's about 6 to 8 inches. So it's that amount of soil that you need to fill to continue with the growth. But grow bags have become very popular. They even have the grow bags that have like the backdoor like flap, like the old pajamas I can think of. Way, way back. I'm not talking like 80s. I'm talking way back. But anyways, it has that flap on the side where you can actually take some of the potatoes out while it's growing to get more space in there and to actually harvest some of the potatoes in the lower areas. So when you're growing potatoes, it doesn't necessarily have to be just in the field. It can be in containers. Those are ones that I would say are probably one of the easier plants to grow in a container, because it makes it easier to continue the soil, to continue to grow. Like I was saying, every time you add a layer of soil, some people, some farmers, some growers will actually put like a thin layer of straw in between each addition of the soil. Helps keep just the plant growing, keeps it loose in there, because we don't want it to be very compact soil. The other thing is, this is the perfect plant to use the drip watering method, right? Where you leave the hose on a drip and let it soak into it. Because the soil is covering all the potatoes, and the potatoes need the water, the moisture, they need everything to grow. So it's a deeper watering than just like a tomato, with, you know, those types of things. So keep that in mind when you're growing potatoes. But the tire method, you know, is something that, like I said, our buddy Daryl up in Vermont had made comments to a while back, a number of years ago. We've Bob in South Portland talked about it a bit with us, the idea behind it. So, you know, it's a method that a number of people have used. So just really, you know, sounds a little crazy, but it's possible to work. So just some food for thought, if you will, when it comes to growing potatoes. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost wrapping up the first hour, but we got three more hours with some great information on what to be doing in the garden. And give us a call. We'll do anything we can to help you out. I know it's vacation month. It's been a hot couple days. You might be sleeping in, which would be nice. But you know, those cooler temperatures. Now's the time to get in the garden, like right now. Don't throw the mower on or weed whack or any of those things. Your neighbors will hate you. But get out there and do some things in the garden. Clean up. Do some of the harvest now versus later, because it is so much better for the plants, but it's so much better for you at the same time. You know, yesterday I tried to get out as early as I could to start mowing the yard. I waited till I heard other mowers on there. I didn't want to be the first one in the neighborhood. But once that happened, I could do that earlier, and it wasn't as bad. You know, got to mow, right? Some of my areas are more weeds than others, and weeds love the warm weather. So you definitely got to mow them. Anyways, we're going to hit a break here. Call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few. More of your gardening questions. Be back.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.